Another friend of the show was singer slash blogger Jill Sobule. Now, she became our music op-ed page, sort of our Maureen Dowd with an acoustic guitar. She tackled subjects ranging from slutty Halloween costumes to primary season fatigue to a fantasy life that included Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice. Yeah, that one made our jaws drop too, which is why we want to play it again.
There's a little bit of some news that's been on your mind. It's, you know, you don't have to go too in-depth about it, but it's been something you felt like you needed to sing about a little bit.
Well, I just feel like since the Spitzer case and the Kristen who made lots of money on her MySpace page, that I could have done the same thing because I've had a celebrity in my past. Mm. But maybe I should have. Told, but here's it's a hard song for me to sing because, you know, it's very emotional. At first it was exciting to play the cloak and dagger, to sneak into a taxi back to your Georgetown condo, and there you'd play piano in your red stilettos. You'd put me in a trance, take off the pantsuit pants. Condoleezza, I'll keep our secret. Won't sing your last name, though it would help me sell a lot of records, increase the traffic on MySpace. I'll keep our secret. Condoleezza, I really do miss your sweet kiss, and in bed talking Soviet politics. But you should have taken my advice on the war and left that no good man you're working for. Condoleezza. I really can't go on.
The inimitable Jill Sobule, friend of the Bryant Park Project, giving us a peek into her always entertaining mind. Big thanks to Jill for all her work on the show. Coming up on the big show, we've reached the fifth stage of grief, acceptance. We'll mash it up with the best song in the world today. You don't want to miss what's coming next. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.